There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat MK Dons 2-0. Here is my match reaction after the game.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. Liverpool have just beaten MK Dons 2-0 away from home. I mean, it was one of them. We knew it was going to be a load of kids playing tonight and we just wanted to see what they could do. Obviously, we wanted to win this game just more for their progression more than anything else. But look, I thought the kids gave a good account for themselves. It's hard because you're looking at a team that hasn't played together that much. You're looking at a team that is probably trying to prove a lot, but then again, like I say, hasn't played together that much, so they need to gel and stuff. I have no doubt that if a lot of them players went into the first team, it would be a lot easier for them, but it's one of them where they don't know where they're exactly running, they don't know where to go. It's hard, but I thought overall he played well. I mean, a few standout performers. I mean, Javi Elliott was really good for me. He was always trying to make a run, trying to make things happen. He just hits the crossbar at the end of the game. That would have been fantastic. I think it would have just gave him so much more confidence going forward, but I think he can take a lot of confidence from that game, to be honest with you. Just, I thought he was really good. He knew how to play the system in an attacking way. He knew how to drop deep, he knew how to play the ball simple and then run in behind or create space for other people to play. I thought it was brilliant. Another one, I thought Joe Gomez was really, really good as well. I think it was one of them where he had to come in and he needs to prove to Jürgen Klopp and to himself maybe that he can go back into the first team, and he should have been the big commanding guy there at the back, and he was for me. His passing first half was a tiny bit sloppy, but defensively thought he was really solid. But it was one of them, we created a lot of chances. We should have scored more, to be fair. I mean, obviously with the crossbar twice, I think Oxlade-Chamberlain hits the post as well, and you're thinking on another day we could have scored more. But on another day they could have scored quite a few. I thought defensively we were quite frail on the wings, where I just don't think we got close enough to the ball to stop the crosses. There was a few where you're just thinking, all you need to do is get there, mate, and stop that cross, and you cut out a lot of the problems that we had. But it was one of them, like I say, you've got to kind of temper it by saying that it was a team of mixed match players. We knew that going into it. We didn't really have any massive quality off the bench to kind of come on, like a Mane or a Salah or a Bobby. So it was one of them where it was down to these young kids to do it, and obviously Lallana and Oxlade-Chamberlain and Keita. I'll talk more in depth on the players individually in the player rating, so I don't want to go too much in depth, but there were some good performances in there and there were some bad performances in there. But look, it's one of them. We move on now. I think the draw is tonight, so we'll find out later who we're going to get in the next round, and it's going to be great for all these young players tonight who've come on. The likes of Brewster needs to have another game, I think, to kind of push on. He didn't have a fantastic night all told, but I think it's one of them where you just want to get in the team, you want to bed yourself in, get used to playing football with these kind of players and push on. But it's one of them, like I say, we're going to move on to the next round. Great tool of progression for these young players, so I'm really happy. And looking at some of the results from tonight and yesterday with some of the big teams going out, it was one then. We just had to make sure we didn't lose. But like I say, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Like I say, we'll be doing the player ratings. We've got the instant match reaction on the website tonight. And we'll also be doing a man of the match, which will be going out tonight, because we're driving home from here and we're not going to get packed till 2. So we may as well film some stuff while we're doing that. But yeah, like I say, leave us your thoughts in the comments. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and go over to the Redmen TV for the instant match reaction and the final word tomorrow. See you later.
So that was my match reaction to the game. Here are my player ratings.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's the player ratings after Liverpool beat MK Dons 2-0 away from home. There were some standout performances there tonight. There were some pretty poor performances tonight, but we'll get through them. And as always, leave me your thoughts in the comments. I'm always interested to know your thoughts on these players and how you thought they played. So we'll start off with the goalkeeper, Kelleher. I thought he was good. He had a few moments where he ran out and swept stuff up. Obviously, he makes that save second half where we're thinking, oh, it's going in. And fair play to the guy who makes the save. Actually, he makes two good saves second half. Are you thinking, wow, you needed someone to kind of step up and make sure that we weren't getting scored on, because they were making a lot of opportunities, and I thought he did really well in that. So I'll probably give him a... I'll give him an 8, let's be generous. 8, let's be generous. He didn't concede, sorted. Hoover, I thought he was really good on our right-hand side. A lot of impetus. I thought, again, defensively, he was really good as well. He's no Trent Alexander-Arnold, is he? He's just not that. But he had a bit of willingness to run forward. I thought he played well, and like I say, defensively he played well. He got stuck in as he always does. Just kind of continued on from pre-season, didn't he? It was good. So let's say a 7 for him. And then we'll move on to Lovren. Lovren should have done better for me. Obviously he's not played for a while, but there were just moments like first half he just got brushed off the ball, he's getting stood up to the man and the man's beating him easily, and you're thinking a player of his calibre, because he is a really good player, should be doing better than that. Sometimes just looking at him going, what's going on? I don't doubt that with a bit more game time under his belt he will get better, but at the moment you're looking at it and you'd be worried if he came on as a substitute. It is weird, so I'm going to give him a 5, to be honest. Maybe even could go down to a 4, but I'm going to be generous and give him a 5. I don't think he was good at all. Then we're going to move on to Joe Gomez. I thought he was a contender for playing a match for me. Like I say, his passing first half wasn't fantastic, but in terms of defensively, he just swept things up. I forgot how fast he was. I really did forget how fast he was. It was one of them where you'd see a player go and you go, oh, Joe Gomez is there, he's going to sort it out. And he did sort it out time after time after time, so that was really good to see. I'm probably I'll give him a 7, I thought, just because his passing wasn't fantastic, but he did grow into the game, and I thought in terms of commanding that line on set pieces and stuff, he was really good alongside Milner in time of kind of captaining that side, that young team. We're going to left hand side, James Milner. It's something that Amy remarked all the way throughout the game, is that he kept getting into loads of space, and to be honest, he made a lot of opportunities for it. He obviously crosses that ball in for one where we hit the crossbar. He gets the cross for Hoover. Actually, you know what? Hoover scored the goal, didn't he?
Scores the goal as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Hoover scored the goal.
He scores the goal as well, Milner.
Yeah, Milner scores the goal, yeah. What did I give Hoover? Bump him up, whatever I gave him, bump him up by one mark. But Milner, I thought, was really good. I think, obviously, it was he just hits the ball at the goalkeeper, James Milner, and the goalkeeper kind of spills it. It's one of them. He still scores, that's fair enough. But I thought he was really, really good on that left-hand side. He's always been good on that left-hand side, so I think, you know what, let's give him an 8. I thought he created most of the chances, and we utilised that left-hand side really, really well. Let's move on. Naby Keita. Actually, no, we'll go Adam Lallana, because he was the DM. He was okay. Again, another one of these older players who you want to kind of guide the team through it, and he did do that. He got his foot on the ball in the DM position and played them passes and kept us ticking and stuff. I don't think he had a fantastic game. He was okay. I don't really remember him doing too much, to be honest with you. If I'm really honest, I'm going to give him a 7, which is about on par. And if you're asking me what my par is, what's par score, it's 7. I know a lot of you will be saying, why don't you make it 5? Because I'm not, it's 7. Anyway, move on. Naby Keita, I thought, first half, he played well. He got his foot on the ball, he was trying to do stuff. I don't think he did too much. I think both of our attacking midfielders there, in Naby Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain, could have done a lot more, especially in that first half. Dropping in, being an option for the ball, and we just didn't really do that. You want to see them picking up the ball and driving at people. Like I say, first half, they just didn't do that. And Naby Keita obviously comes off early-ish in the game. I just don't think he was very impactful. Maybe he's still coming off that injury, so he needs to play a bit more games. I've no doubt that he will get better, and like I say, if he came in to the first team now, it'll be fine. But he's coming into a team, he doesn't quite know where everyone's going, he doesn't know, all these young players don't know where they're going. I don't think you can judge Naby Keita's Liverpool future on this game. I do, however, think he could have done better. I'm going to give him a 6. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, first half was not very good at all. Second half, he was very good. not very good, but he really wanted to make something happen. He was driving at people, trying to make balls. And again, he was a victim of what I just spoke about with Naby Keita, is he didn't know where these players were going to go. These players didn't know where they were going to go in terms of the young players. And it was quite stilted. And again, I don't think you can have too much of a go at him for that. But again, he could have done better. He obviously hit the post. The one time he finally got the ball out of his feet and there was a space to shoot, which is fair enough. I think they defended quite resolutely at the back. He really sat back quite a bit and stopped them shots from distance, I think. So it was hard for him to get a few of them away. But again, I think he could have done better. But obviously, his second half performance bumps him up. I think he gets a 7 for me. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, whether you disagree, obviously. Jones on the left, he got man of the match. He got the Carabao Cup man of the match at the end. He was good. I think, again, I was speaking to Side half time. He was saying, I think everything's going down that left hand side. And it was one of them. I'm inclined to agree because we did utilise that left hand side really well. I think he's obviously a left winger for the youth sides as well, I'm pretty sure. And it's one of them. There was a few times where you're thinking, just go, lad, just have a shot and try and beat your man. But we seemed a bit scared, a bit hesitant to do that. Another one of them, he needs a few more games in the first team, get his progression. I thought he was good today. I'm going to give him, it's hard. I'll give him a 7, even though he did get man of the match today. Maybe a 7.5. I don't want to do halves, but yeah, 7.5, why not? Elliot, I think he was the standout man in this team. He was always looking for a pass. Like I said in my match reaction, he was looking to drop deep and play that ball, which is something we're so used to seeing Mane and Salah doing, which is running in to the ball, getting the ball to feet, laying it off fast and making the running behind, running across the front line, not being afraid to come and disrupt the line, not just standing on the line, which I think was Brewster's kind of downfall. I'll speak about him in a sec, but I thought Javi Elliott was really good. Stood up his man a few times, had a really good link up on that right hand side with Keanu Hoover when Hoover was getting forward, and obviously hit the crossbar. What a goal that would have been. And he gives a shirt to a little kid at the end of the game, which was fantastic to see. I'm going to give him a 9 just because he's the standout player for me. He's probably not rating a 9, but I just want to give someone the standout rating. Brewster could have done better for me. Again, he's coming back from an injury, and I'm caveating at it the same way that I've done with all of these players. I thought he could have done better. I just don't think he was strong enough. He had a lot of opportunities first half to score, and he didn't take them. You've got to take them. You've got to take them opportunities. You've got to score them goals. And I just don't think he did that. He didn't do that. You can see by the scoreboard. And it's one of them. I'm not writing him off by any means. Klopp obviously rates him really, really highly. I'm gonna give him a 6. I just don't think he was very good whatsoever today. Who came off the bench?
Herbie Kane.
Okay, Chirivella comes on first. Didn't see too much of him. He tries to play a ball over the top. Didn't really work. I mean, we scored 2 goals after he comes on. Maybe that's a massive thing with him. But I don't think it was. He was pretty ineffectual. He got his foot on the ball as well. He kind of settled into that midfield alongside Lallana. Don't think he was fantastic. He was okay. Let's give him a 6. Herbie Kane, he didn't do too much. He ran around the field. He wanted it to feet. He didn't get the ball to feet. Feel kind of sorry for him because he kept challenging for the ball. It's one of them. Hopefully we'll see him start again next time because he's been killing it out on loan. He's been killing it in the youth, according to Jack Gill and James McHale, who do our youth pod every single fortnight, I believe. So he's been killing it according to them in the youth setup, and it's one of them where you want to see these players kind of kick on. He didn't do too much. Let's give him a 6. Bump it up to a 7 maybe for running about, but we can't really do that. And then last one, Vandenberg. I'm not going to give him a mark because he came on at the very end. But he did push Joe Gomez out to the side, which I thought was quite funny. He didn't put him on right wing, the right back. He put him over there. But like I say, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. I know it's a hard one. You've got to kind of caveat it a little tiny bit. But like I say, let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you disagree, if you agree. Let me know if you think my rating system's bad, whatever. Let me know in the comments. Like I say, on my match reaction, go and watch that. We'll have a story and a match coming out later. We've got an instant match reaction coming out ahead of the final word tomorrow morning. We've got a man and a match coming out tonight as well on the way home. But yeah, we've been here at MK Dons Stadium. Thank you everyone for watching. Like, subscribe, comment, all that. Go over to the Redmen TV. And we'll see you tomorrow for all the post-match content on the Redmen TV.
So that was my player ratings after the game. Here is a snippet of the instant match reaction. You can listen to the full thing over on theredmantv.com. But yeah, listen to this. In terms of Harvey Elliott, what did you make of his performance today?
Really, really impressed. You know, we've seen dribs and drabs of him. I thought he was really good in pre-season at the start of this season, of course. But for him to get a start, you know, obviously, as you said earlier, the fact Shaqiri and Divock Origi are injured, maybe he wouldn't have had that opportunity, yeah. But he didn't half take it. He really took that chance in it with open arms. And, you know, you could argue, you know, Rian Brewster, a guy who's been hyped up massively by Liverpool media, by Liverpool fans, and didn't really perform today. Mm-hmm. But Harvey Elliott constantly looked like he wanted to get a touch on the ball. Electric pace, fantastic first touch. Yeah. Sy said it himself, he's a great guy to have when you have got forward injury problems. We're like a Shaqiri, like a Divock Origi. What he's done there is say, Jurgen Klopp, if Sadio Mane or Mo Salah needs to come off after 60 minutes, put me on. I'm more than capable to be in a Premier League game, and I want to see him in a Premier League game.
Yeah, I think, look, he'd fit right into that system. I spoke about it on my match reaction, my player ratings. He was good at dropping deep and creating that run that you need to, and it's something that Jurgen Klopp showed so many times what he wanted in pre-season. Yeah. He's telling the forward players on the wing, get back, create yourself, make yourself an option, because what else are you meant to do? By you dropping in, you allow the fullback to go past you. You allow that striker to go into that space if needs be. Yeah. You move around and drag defenders around. Mm. If you're stood up there like a Rian Brewster, and I don't want to single him out for his bad performance, but he did just stand there and he was just a number nine.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really interesting that you say that, because I think there was a considerable difference between first half Brewster and second half Brewster, because in the first half he was waiting sort of an off the shoulder Harry Kane role, waiting for someone to feed him through balls and feed it and basically play around him and create the chances for him. And it looked like Klopp at half time said, that's not how you play a number nine.
Yeah.
Look at Bobby Firmino. Yeah. He's literally created the role that I want at my football club. Go and do it. And you could see there was that chase, that charging back, that dropping deep to try and create. And he did look better in the second half.
Yeah.
It's just, again, it's because we've heard so much about him that we expected him to hit the ground running and after having a really good pre-season. But you know what? Because of this performance, I still want to see Rian Brewster.
So that was the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat MK Dons 2-0 in the Carabao Cup. Roll on the next game.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.